Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Chelsea, our intern Chelsea, making her Burt Show debut. How are you today?
Good.
All right, so we understand you have reason that you might be creeped out by one of your neighbors.
Yeah, well, I moved to Atlanta downtown about, it's been probably about a month ago now. And
where are you from?
From up and coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really far. It's really far down here. When I came down here, we noticed our neighbor's yard was like super overgrown, and that's it. That's why I'm creeped out. We noticed it was super.
And there's just weeds.
That is the first sign, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge red flag.
I mean, it was like ridiculous, like tundra, but. We came back a couple days later and it was fine. But then I noticed, like, I go out on, I have this little porch off of just my room. I think my room used to be a storage room, which is really cool. But it used to be a storage room and there's like a little porch off of there. And sometimes I'll go out there at night and just sit out there. And
really? Because it sounds like we could have the neighbor on talking about how creepy you are right now.
There's a girl living in the closet and she sits outside every night.
And she stares at her yard. It's weird.
And her lawn is cut perfectly every day.
Yeah, man, she's OCD.
No, but really. Okay, so they have these kind of like sheets over all their windows, and it's not like just a bed sheet. It's like, it looks like sacks, like sheets. And you can't see anything in their house.
Like burlap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, but everyone's like, what's burlap? I'm like, okay,
what is that, like a canvas?
Potato sack, like
kind of meshy?
Yeah, really rough and thick.
Okay. Well, what if you can't afford curtains?
Well, it's not just that. So the same light is always on in the front, and there's not... Trust me, I've studied their house. I know.
That closet gets small.
The same light is always on in the front through this little window I can see. And then in the front, if you're looking at the front of the house and... the lights in the front are on too. And the porch light is always on even during the day. And no lights are ever on in the rest of the house.
And these burlap or these canvas bags are always up in the window.
Yes,
so
always.
The house is dark inside, but it's always lit up on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know where we're going with this.
There's like one light on in the inside though.
Okay.
But it doesn't change. And sometimes there's even a little black cat that sits in the window. And I'm not kidding. It's weird. Like, just a little black cat sits in the window inside the little...
Yeah, begging you to
yeah,
save
like,
it.
Help me.
Help me. I'm hungry. Feed me.
Before they cook me in this meth lab, please get me out of here.
So that's just one thing. That's not really a big deal. But then there's cars that are always in the always in the driveway. And there's one black Cadillac that's always there. And then there's one red car in the driveway that... It literally didn't move for weeks.
They are not very discreet about what they're doing.
No. Chelsea, let's stop talking about your new neighborhood and let's talk about where you grew up. Not a lot of excitement there, was there?
I moved a couple times. No place really that
all
exciting.
Pretty like white picket fences and.
Do you ever actually see people come in and come out of the house, or are the cars just there?
They're there, but then the red car left, and then now there's a big, like. Old truck that just sits in the driveway and the red car is back now, but it wasn't there for a week. So it's just randomly they'll come in and out, but I don't see them leave. And then one time when we were leaving, actually none of the cars were there, which was weird because that never happens. And the black Cadillac's lights were shining into their backyard, and I could see like a big shed back there with all this random junk in there, and it was sitting in the driveway running for like 45 minutes.
Now, I am a little concerned about how much detail you know about the neighbors and their activity. However,
spending a lot of time on that porch.
Yeah, after you sit out on that porch for a while studying the house, do you notice like a strange aroma or get really hungry? And
like want some Doritos?
Yeah, have to run to Taco Bell real quick.
Grocery store.
No.
They may not be partaking. They just may be distributing.
Mm-hmm. If there's one light on in the house and it's dark all the time, then... they're obviously doing, they're either growing weed, or there's something else going on. Yeah, right?
That's my first thought. I just didn't.
Not that I know anything about that, but yeah, I'm just assuming I've read that, you know.
Melissa, do you want to volunteer to knock on the door and find out what's going on in that house?
Hell no.
On an average week, Chelsea, how much weed do you smoke?
None. None. Zero.
Maybe that's why you're standing on the porch staring.
You don't realize that you've been out there for 90 minutes.
Inhaling. Oh, my God. You're like, oh, wow, how the time flies. Mm.
Well, what do you think's going on in the house? I mean, you know what's happening, right?
I guess that might be it, but I just want to know because, I don't even know if I really want to know. I think I just want to.
I don't assume that they're the type of people that would just enjoy someone just randomly knocking on their door.
I saw him one time, and whenever we first moved there, and I was moving stuff into my house, and he was bringing out like some trash bags,
some big lights.
He was bringing out some trash bags, and I actually saw inside of his house like a little bit.
Was it fluorescent?
No, there was like just like 5 huge bottles of ant killer just sitting there.
It just gets more random.
Ant killer.
I'm sure
we're going to get, you know, some volunteers from, you know, the Burt Show community call up. Let's say their first name is Officer will call up and be happy to volunteer.
I wonder if the ant killer stuff is like chemicals for something stronger than chemicals than weed. Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody will call up. Little Burt Show listener, call him. Go. I used to have a grow house, and I did it.
Someone will call.
Yeah, they will.
I'll be on the voice dispatch. Right. I'll tell you exactly what's going on in that house. We were originally going to send you on over there just to meet your neighbor, but I think in a case like this, I'm not thinking it's going to be real safe. Thank you for sharing.
Get it, the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.